The collection of museums here in Washington, D.C., called the Smithsonian Institution, house more than 140 million artifacts and specimens. It's also home to scholars and researchers working on scores of diverse projects. Integrating all of this has been one of the top priorities of the Smithsonian's current secretary, Lawrence Small. He's facing criticism from staff and outsiders for some of the changes he's proposing. NPR's Alex Van Oss reports.
After the late legendary S. Dillon Ripley became Smithsonian Secretary in 1964, he put up a merry-go-round on the Mall and started the Festival of American Folklife. He was determined to bring the Smithsonian's renowned scholarship and research out of the stacks and to the people. There were groans at the time, but these changes greatly increased museum attendance and revenues. Now, the institution's current secretary, Lawrence Small, wants to make changes of his own, reallocating funds and eliminating certain long-time Smithsonian departments. A number of employees are openly critical.
Let's see if I can lose you in the corridors here. We're walking by cases and cases of collections from sites worldwide.
At the Museum of Natural History, visitors see stuffed animals and dinosaur bones. But behind the scenes, specialists like Brian Huber study microfossils and climate change. Huber and other scientists have sent a memo of concern to the secretary. They fear proposed changes in staff and research programs.
We need to protect diversity of research, particularly because of the expertise that should be behind the Smithsonian name.
Scientists at the Smithsonian point to the proposed closing of the respected Conservation and Research Center in Front Royal, Virginia. This is where endangered animal species are studied and bred to reintroduce them into the wild. The secretary wants to close shop there and move most of the animals to the National Zoo.
The huge difference, of course, is the Front Royal facility has endangered species, and so any animal that's out there is being studied in order to understand its reproductive biology, its behavior. So it is not an even comparison. The animals at Front Royal are out there for a special reason.
Of the 400 plus animals and species that are present at Front Royal, all but a very small number of those species, I believe it is fewer than 10, in fact, are already present at the zoo.
Sheila Burke is the Smithsonian's Undersecretary for American Museums and National Programs. She says the center's work will be continued at the National Zoo.
Our commitment to conservation remains solid. Our commitment to the kinds of research with respect to biology and animal nutrition and things of that nature remains quite solid. So it is not a retrenchment on our part in terms of our priorities or our commitment to those activities, but rather a question of where they can best occur and how best to use those dollars.
The Smithsonian's budget is currently $454 million. In addition, the institution has received large private donations in the past couple of years, but those are targeted to specific exhibitions or upkeep. In fact, Secretary Small has made the repairs to the Smithsonian's aging buildings a priority, and there's a new building, a Native American museum, going up on the Mall. All of this costs, says Sheila Burke. Some dollars will be saved by getting rid of a unit called Smithsonian Productions.
There's dinosaurs, insects.
Director Paul Johnson lists some of the museum exhibition videos as well as award-winning radio and television programs his small unit has produced over the past quarter of a century.
There's a biographical film on Duke Ellington, The Stone Carvers, which won an Oscar for cinematography.
Smithsonian Productions is scheduled to be eliminated this fall and its programs contracted to outside producers. Another facility slated for the axe is the Center for Materials Research and Education in Suitland, Maryland. In years past, this is where conservators would patch up ancient pottery or repair an astronaut's decomposing spacesuit. Undersecretary Sheila Burke says that's what the research center used to do.
Over time, what we have found is that while initially the center really provided the bulk of the conservation research that took place with respect to the artifacts at the museums, increasingly the museums themselves are developing that capacity.
In my work and the things that I've been interested in, it's not true that what they are doing is being duplicated in this museum.
Gary Sturm in the Museum of American History works with cultural and special projects. One of them involves old violins and their unique coatings. Much of this research, he says, was done at Suitland. Like the Front Royal Animal Facility, the staff in Suitland generated data used around the world.
They're doing research to help conservators understand how to do treatments. They're not just doing treatment. They're doing the research that gives a basic understanding of materials, and it's unique in the world. It's the only place that offers this kind of study that gets disseminated everywhere.
Many Smithsonian employees have complained that Secretary Lawrence Small didn't consult them on his proposed changes. Other critics point out that he comes from a business background, whereas most previous secretaries came from the world of scholarship or research. Small, they say, is too focused on fundraising and the bottom line.
I'd break out in a rash if I was there today. I couldn't. I mean, it's just, I couldn't do it.
Maria Malaro worked at the Smithsonian during the 1970s and 80s. She's written books on museum management and ethics and is currently professor emerita of museum studies at George Washington University. 25 years ago, she said, American museums were less spectacle-minded. Then came the bicentennial, and museums started turning high-profile and more corporate, as did the Smithsonian.
Some of us, certainly, at the Smithsonian were struggling with this question very much by the early 1980s. Not only where is the Smithsonian going, but where is the museum profession going? Because we could see all the signs on the wall that money was becoming the be-all and the end. Money and how many people pass through your door. So what you see in the Smithsonian today, I think, is just they're just further down that road.
Smithsonian Secretary Lawrence Small is not responding to critics until his budget request has been presented to the institution's governing body in May. It then has to be approved by Congress, where Small's changes have already attracted attention. Alex Van Oss, NPR News, Washington.